So, yeah, anybody who claims that these people plan more than one season ahead, I need more proof than you're giving me.
Yeah, and boy, I don't. Davos blew this one out of the water, over 56%. Yeah, well earned, Davos.
Yeah, because just like, no, it's like it reminds me of Felaria's like contrition that lasted half an episode last season. Like they needed something to happen in the plot, so they're just like, let's have her do a 180, and then later we can backtrack and have her do another 180.
She was acting, Julia.
Yeah. I know, Indira Varma didn't seem to know
Yeah, they didn't give her the memo. But no, with Davos, this was awful, because this
that.
was like his entire season arc was just them retconning. Like, yeah, it
Yeah,
was
and then
just
they had to
them.
retcon it again in the last episode.
Yeah, just to like get.
The
They had to
cherry.
just like keep going back. And yeah, I actually voted for his star's deals with
Yeah.
Bianca and Astapor vanishing. I think you did too,
I think
because.
I voted for the Blackfish taking over everyone, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that was pretty bad too. Because they retconned that back into existence for what, you know?
Yeah, it was a cul-de-sac, but
But no, I never want to forget his star, even if it came in last. And that's also proof that they don't plan.
yeah,
Just proof. Well, so is Dava. Yeah. No,
it's all
this
proof
was
that they don't plan.
this was a good
Is
this.
second place was the Kingsmoot being the law, despite the fact that Theon has been called the heir to the Iron Islands for 5 seasons now.
Yeah. Which is fine. They kind of drop the whole sexist implications of the Kingsmoot anyway, and then they let Yara stand in the background and not do anything.
Yeah. And just, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. If you haven't read the books, like, the Kingsmoot is a thing that hasn't happened for thousands of years, that Yara's uncle kind of made up on the spot because he didn't want her to be queen, basically. So,